God's love will set us free. And I believe if I pray for that love, if I get down on my knees and allow God to enter my hardened, lonely, miserable heart and change me through and through, that miracle will come. Now, who here believes that with me? Do you? Do you?
Yes, sir, I believe it.
Do you? Well, believe, because God's love is not just some slogan. It's a promise straight to you from the Lord Almighty himself. A promise paid for with the blood of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All you have to do is believe.
Amen.
God's love will set you free. Now, doesn't that just lift up your heart and make you want to say, glory, amen.
Glory! Amen!
Join with me. Allow the Spirit of Jesus Christ to show you the way up to our Heavenly Father. Glory! Amen!
Glory! Amen!
Let God's love free you from your prison and deliver you to his side in heaven. Glory! Amen!
Glory! Amen!
Praise his name. Praise his holy love. Glory! Amen!
Glory! Amen!
Glory! Amen!
Glory. Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Believe that, Donnie? God loves a sack of crap like you.
Bible says
you kill women, cut their pinkies.
Glory.
You're gonna burn in hell.
Glory. Amen.
You listening to me?
Glory. Amen.
God's got a place for you, all right. Sick you.
Then where's that leave you?
Sorry. It's not good enough for the Illinois penal system.
Life without chance of parole for the premeditated and sadistic sexual murders of five Twin Cities women in 1994. Donald Addy Faster. Did you put this man away?
Yeah. Someone forgot to throw away the key.
Yeah, well, that's another story. Right now, we have to apprehend this man. We'd use all the help you can give us in understanding exactly who it is we're after.
Donnie Faster is a death fetishist, a collector of bone and dead flesh, of toenails and hair. It's what floats his boat and gets him off.
He's a sick man.
Sick would describe him. We found women's fingers in his freezer. He'd like to eat them with his peas and carrots.
So it's just women he's after?
Just women. Been 5 years in here thinking about only that. I'm sure he's worked up quite an appetite.
I happen to know you two agents have a particular forte. A thing for, what is it called? The supernatural? Now, the circumstances of the escape.
I promise you there is nothing supernatural about this man. Donnie Faster is just plain evil.
Case closed. Didn't look at the file, did you?
A man escaped from prison.
Not a man. Donnie Faster. And he didn't just escape. He walked out. He walked out of a maximum security facility, and no one seems to know how he did it.
Isn't that why we're here?
That's why I'm here. I don't know about you. Why are you here? Go home, Scully.
Mulder, this case doesn't bother me.
The man abducted you. Donnie Faster did a number on your head like I've never seen. And it's okay to walk away.
Mulder, that man does things to people that no one should ever have to think about. It's not a question of if I should stay. I don't have a choice. So let's get to work.
No, this isn't the first incident. Two prisoners have escaped from maximum security facilities in neighboring states over the past year. At 6:06 this morning, Donnie Faster made it three.
6:06. And what's so supernatural about that?
Dozens of witnesses, guards and staff, and no one seems to remember anything. For a while, they didn't even know these guys were missing.
Have they been apprehended?
No, neither of the men have ever been seen again.
I already told the warden everything I know. Everything I saw that day.
Yes, but I'm still a little confused. Maybe we could go over it again.
I'm a Christian man.
And then I know you'll tell me the truth.
Yeah. But I got no idea about Donnie Faster. Or how he broke out.
You and Donnie Faster were in the garment shop at or about the time he disappeared.
Well, it wasn't just me. I mean, there was a lot of us in the shop.
Yeah, but you had something happen. You had an incident.
Yeah, something like that.
You cried out to the guards that you'd cut your hands.
My fingers, man. I saw them all cut off.
Others saw them too.
No, but I felt them cut off.
How do you explain that?
God works in mysterious ways, brother. Glory. Amen. Glory. Amen. Glory. Amen.
Post-hypnotic congestion. Did you see him?
You mean that I see him raise his foot? Yes, I saw him.
Programmed behavior prompted and manifested by suggestion. In this case, a rhythmic motion of the hands, producing an unconscious act in a conscious state. It doesn't work on you.
I know what hypnosis is, Mulder.
Group hypnosis.
If you're suggesting that Donnie Faster escaped from prison using a technique from a Vegas lounge act, I'd think again.
Mesmer was able to hypnotize and command entire audiences.
So how would Donnie have acquired this amazing ability?
I'm not saying that it was Donnie.
Well, then who?
Three inmates are missing from three separate prisons. One man has had possible contact with each of those cons.
The prison chaplain.
Glory, amen. Not God, the chaplain. Scully, what?
That song, can you hear that?
Barely.
I haven't heard that song since high school. That's the second time I've heard it in the last hour.
Well, I think if it was a make-out song, I think it'd be ruined forever now, huh?
Looking for something to eat?
Me?
How about today's special? You're on an arc, are you?
No.
You're looking at my hands.
You need a buff and polish.
What are you? A freak?
I just got out of prison.
Hey, Missy! Leave the customers alone!
I'll do it for free.
You just got out of prison, and you want to give me a manicure?
I'll even do your cuticles.
You receive the Lord's grace, and this is your thanks.
What?
Who do you think got you out of prison?
I don't care. I'm busy right now.
The grace of God got you out. And it's the only thing that will keep you out.
I thought you were kidding.
He's chosen you, Dunny.
Peter.
You called them on me?
No.
Then do something.
I have a car.
We aren't going to make it to the car.
It's within his power. Glory, amen. Glory, amen.
Trying to determine that.
Did you see him?
Well, that's a good question. We thought we saw something, but apparently we didn't.
We got a call about a possible sighting of the suspect. Well, something happened here, huh?
Guy got hit by a car.
Prison chaplain, it turns out. A Reverend Orison. Paramedics took him to the hospital. He's in pretty bad shape.
Excuse me, could you turn that up, please?
What you need is a lover, someone to take over. Oh, girl, don't look any further. And it's strange when you think of the chances.
Lucky to be alive, Reverend Morrison.
Who are you?
Special Agent Dana Scully.
Believe in the Lord, Agent Scully. He believes in you.
That's nice. But my partner and I are more concerned with several disappearances from maximum security facilities that seem to involve you.
Don't be concerned. God has them.
What do you mean? Reverend?
You're a believer, aren't you?
This has nothing to do with me, sir.
It has everything to do with you. You have faith. Have had faith. You hear him calling you, but you're unsure what to do.
It's not exactly a long shot, sir.
You stand as you do now, neither here nor there. Longing, but afraid. Waiting for a sign. When the signs are everywhere.
What happened to the inmates, sir?
Everything has a reason, Scout. Everything on God's earth. Every moment of every day, the devil waits for but an instant. As it has always been. The devil's instant is our eternity.
Good Reverend, how do you do?
Or maybe I should say, how do you do it?
His is the word. I am but the messenger who delivers it.
Well, this delivery arrived a little late. A little late and a little cold, as a matter of fact.
I thought you'd want to see it.
What is this?
Blood of the Lamb, Reverend. Handiwork of Mr. Donnie Faster.
A young girl he picked up at the bus stop.
Oh, Lord.
Where is he, Reverend?
He took my car. She wasn't supposed to die.
No, Donnie was supposed to die. You were supposed to kill him. That's why you freed him. God knows you're capable of it. Reverend Orison is really Robert Galen Orison. Convicted in 1959 of first-degree murder. Served 22 years and sold to dead.
God spoke to me. He told me to look after Donnie.
When God spoke to you, Reverend, did he happen to mention where Donnie was headed?
Where are you going, Mulder?
Prove that man's a liar.
How do you prove that somebody isn't being directed by God? You don't believe that it happened?
God is a spectator, Scully. He just reads the box scores.
I don't believe that.
You think God directs that man? You think he directs him to kill?
Donnie Faster isn't dead, and we don't know that the other inmates who escaped are dead either.
So what? You think that God directs him to let the prisoners out to kill?
No, but I believe that the Reverend believes what he's saying. That it's God working through him.
Well, plenty of nutbags do. Has he ever spoken to you?
I'm trying not to take offense.
What did he say?
Mulder, I have heard that song 3 times now. That may not mean anything to you, but it means something to me.
What does it mean?
I never thought about it before. It never meant anything to me until yesterday when it made me remember something.
What?
When I was 13, my father was stationed in San Diego. I was listening to the radio to that song when my mother came in and told me that my Sunday school teacher had been killed. Mm. He'd been murdered in his front yard. And that's the first time that I ever felt that there was real evil in the world. Well, Reverend Orison called me Scout. That's the same name that my Sunday school teacher called me. Donnie Faster escaped from prison at 6.06 a.m. That's exactly the same time that I woke up yesterday morning when my power went out.
So what do you think that God is telling you? All right, come with me, Scout. I'll show you how the Reverend talks to God.
Police are involved in 1970 Chevrolet Impala with a black Landau top. He is described as 6 feet tall, medium build.
It's a cerebral edema.
Swelling of the brain. A trauma not uncommon with this kind of head injury or accident.
Except this isn't accidental. The cause, in fact, as it was stated to me, is self-inflicted. There's a small hole here in the skull which allows oxygen into the brain cavity, the result of which is the Reverend Orison has 3 times the normal blood volume pumping through his brain.
And he did this himself?
Yeah. My guess is he probably did it when he first got into prison, when he first learned how to use its powers.
Its powers?
There's a theory that at this point in human evolution, our mental capabilities are limited only by inadequate blood supply. In fact, centuries ago in the Peruvian Andes, holy men used to physically remove parts of their skulls in order to increase blood volume or drill small holes.
So this hole in his head enables Reverend Orison to help these prisoners escape?
The practitioners of this found that they could perform certain mental tricks, one of which they called stopping the world.
Well, nobody can stop the world, Mulder. I don't care how many holes they have in their head.
Yeah, but maybe they can alter perception of it, creating a disparate version of reality, which they can then project through hypnosis.
But why? I mean, even if he could, why?
Donnie Faster is serving a life sentence without possibility of parole. That's the final judgment as far as society is concerned, but not in the eyes of God, or in the eyes of a man who thinks he's God's tool.
Well, then if Reverend Orison meant to kill Donnie Faster, then why is he still alive?
I don't know. Maybe he unleashed something that he couldn't control. Maybe he thought he was opening the door of perception, but then unwittingly he opened the gates of hell. What?
Glory, amen. Glory, amen. Glory, amen.
Are you Donald?
Yes.
I'm from Tip Top Gentleman's Service. This isn't your place, is it?
No. Why?
Because I was coming up the stairs and got stopped by the landlord like it's any of his business. He told me some Reverend Orison lives here. Now, you ain't no preacher, are you?
No.
Good. They always like the weirdest things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Something you want to say?
Love your hair.
What are you doing?
Is your hair chemically treated?
My hair?
I don't know which product to use.
No, you're not using no product. I'm clean. My hair's clean. If you're going to be that weird about it, I ought to just leave.
I'm being a gentleman.
Well, be a gentleman and get me a towel. I'm going to get out of here.
It's a wig. They lied to me.
You lied to me!
Where'd he go?
Marshall? Marshall.
What?
The prisoner. The man you were guarding in this room. What happened to him?
He's gone, Scully. So look at Marshall's gun.
You didn't see him?
Let's go, Scully. What is it?
What does this mean?
Tell him?
No, I only told you.
He must have overheard us when we were talking in the hallway.
I didn't mention the name of the song.
I'm sure you did.
No, I'm sure I didn't, Mulder.
Well, maybe this was meant for you. Don't look any further.
Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
What are you doing?
Taking you home. The wicked will be punished.
Pray for God's love, Donnie. Find the humility in yourself to allow God into your heart. All you have to do is believe. Repent. You'll feel God's love come to show you the way to his heavenly kingdom. Are you sorry for what you've done?
You...
What did you say?
Never. No. No.
No. Why are you crying?
I can't.
Beg his forgiveness for what you did to those girls. For what you did to all those poor, helpless girls.
My violence is always waiting for an instant. For when his back is turned.
You can see it now. Are you crying for your sins or for yourself?
No, Reverend. I cry for you because you cannot kill me.
Funny, when all is said and done, there's not much mystery in murder.
And for that, I owe you an apology, Mulder.
What do you mean?
Well, you were right. I was looking too hard for connections that weren't there. Orson was a murderer, plain and simple. He liberated those prisoners so he can bring them out here and pass judgment on them.
I guess in his own twisted way, he was making good with his God. Glory, amen. Let's go home, Scully.
You know, Donnie Faster placed a call to the police to let us out here. It's almost like he's begging us to hunt him down.
The sex file is over. Lying dead there in a grave he dug himself. Let's let the U.S. Marshals take over from here. Don't look any further, Scully.
Upset when she was wearing a red wig. Upset she wasn't a redhead. This mean anything to you? Appreciate a call back.
Does your nails, girly girl?
Let me go! The only reason why you're alive is because I have to judge for life. The only reason why you're alive is because he didn't kill you when we could.
You're the one that got away. You're all I think about.
I'm a federal agent. You do anything to me and they will not give you a break this time.
I'm going to run you a bath. Be good and don't cause me any problems.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Mark this.
I'm gonna pack some things, we can get out of here. You can't judge yourself.
Maybe I don't have to.
The Bible allows for vengeance.
But the law doesn't.
The way I see it, he didn't give you a choice. And my report will reflect that, in case you're worried. Donnie Faster would have surely killed again if given the chance.
He was evil, Mulder. I'm sure about that, without a doubt. But there's one thing that I'm not sure of.
What's that?
Who was at work in me? Or what? What made me pull the trigger?
You mean if it was God?
I mean, what if it wasn't?
This.